shopping, let me see you go, Brenda. Color t-shirt, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that though. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda, go, Felicia, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. Go, Don, go, Sean, go, Ness, go, Alicia.
Jams.
Plenty of shots for you to get registered for a chance to get $1,000 in free fall cash and $500 in gas this morning, y'all. Keep listening. You never know when you're going to hear that sound.
A few moments ago, Buckingham Palace announced the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. The palace has just issued this statement. It says the Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and the Queen Consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow.
Queen Elizabeth II, whose 70-year reign made her the only monarch that most in the UK had ever known, died yesterday in her summer estate in Scotland. She was 96. Now, one of my uncles called me and hit me up talking about the news about the Queen dying. I was like, yeah, Unc, you know what I'm saying? It's really sad, but, you know, she was 96, man. He's like, what? 96? When did Queen Latifah get 96? Like, what you talking about, man? We talking about the Queen of England, man, not Queen Latifah.
What? And you got to be kidding me.
Got caught up with the TV, man. He must have been watching Set It Off or something. The death elevated her eldest son and heir, Charles, to the throne. He is Britain's first king since 1952. Taking a name, King Charles III. Don't go anywhere. Coming up at 6:22 Inside the Shade, you'll hear Saweetie open up about her breakup with her ex Quavo. That's on the way on the Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Sunny skies. Right now, you are clear at 65 in Grandview. Reports say that Neo has demanded joint physical custody of the three children he shares with estranged wife Crystal Smith. Neo also objected to Crystal's request for temporary and permanent alimony along with primary custody. He said they should share joint legal and physical custody, saying he should pay child support but objected at the idea of spousal support. Meanwhile, during an interview, Crystal opened up about why she filed for divorce from Neo. Here's what she said.
You're in a relationship, you love someone, and you think that your relationship is this way, and you think it's flowers and hearts and glitter falling from the sky, whatever you want to call it. And we had a great relationship, great, you know, energy, everything. So when I found out that that wasn't the case, it was like, for me, I'm never going to be in a relationship. I don't care who you are, what you have, what you've accomplished in life, where I'm not being respected. Now, I'm not saying that he disrespected me in my face, because that ain't never happened. But people, sometimes when they go outside the house, they live a different life. And once I found out about that different life, for me, the only choice and option for myself was to leave.
The ranch on spaghetti, McDonald's loving Saweetie, has opened up about her breakup with Quavo.
Did Quavo ever cheat on you?
You know, I think the past is just the past, and I moved on since then. I think we had a lot of, like, growing pains together.
I feel like when I looked at y'all, I just loved y'all together. Like, y'all chemistry. Y'all was so cute.
Girl.
I loved him. I had just spent Valentine's Day together.
Uh-huh.
So cute. Your birthday party.
No, I thought we was going to spend, you know, the rest of our lives together. Mm-hmm.
You know, you think that way. Every like, you get a job in love and it's
uh-huh.
Like.
With him, I just knew it was the one. It was different.
So what was the end? Like, why y'all envy y'all relationship?
Just differences.
Since when did Young Miami start getting all these old Oprah exclusive sit down one-on-one interviews with folks? Well, she must have Puff Daddy in a daze.
If you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine.
Go ahead and do that, Puffy. I ain't mad at you, man. Just don't go crazy with it.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You know what the right thing is, so do it. You know what the wrong thing is, so avoid falling into his trap. Your choices are not easy, but neither are they particularly complicated. Strip away all their extraneous parts and choose to do the right thing. Some courses of action support and enhance life, and others degrade or inhibit, or worse. Do what gives more joy, more robustness, more respect, and love to all of life. Some things sound good at first. Impressive, compassionate, sophisticated, but don't feel right. You have the wisdom to know and to do what actually is right. So make use of it. When faced with options, choose the one that will leave you with no regrets. Do what is right. Growth looks good on you. That's this morning's Motivational Minute from the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind. What up, Max Sauce? Holding it down for the town, 653. Today, look for highs in the upper 80s, sunny skies. Right now, you're clear at 64 at GEHA Field. This week's feature school is Northeast High School, my alma mater. And today's teacher today is Mrs. Nicole Grantham, who teaches special education and algebra. Been teaching for 18 years now, and she's an educator not only to inspire and encourage, but to instill hope for our future generations to come. And she loves to teach students that they can be anything if they put their minds to, because the world is open to many opportunities. And her favorite quote for her students is, welcome the challenges. Look for the opportunities in every situation to learn and grow in wisdom. And our favorite song to get going is Mary J. Blige's Just Fine. Take a bow, Mrs. Grantham. You are the Morning Grind's teacher of the day for Friday, September 9th. Always showing love to our educators, providing a future for our youth. On the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Hot 103 Jams.
Chiefs Kingdom, make some noise!
How about those Chiefs?
Yes, sir. Football season is finally back. It's Red Friday. And Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, they are both excited for the game coming up against these Cardinals.
Super excited. The biggest thing, I think, is just getting those guys out there. We've put in the practice now. We've put in the work. One more week of kind of game planning, getting ready for the Cardinals, a great football team. But I'm excited to see these guys in game action. And preseason's one thing, but when it gets to the regular season, it gets real. So I'm excited to get these guys out there and see what we got.
Arizona, we look forward to the challenge of playing them. We know they're a good football team. They started off undefeated for the first seven games, I believe, last year. So they start fast, and they've got a heck of an offense and defense, good coaches. Their special teams are rock solid. So we've got to make sure that we prepare. And early in the season, there's not a whole lot of scouting report on them other than the year before. So, and a little bit what you show in the preseason game. So you've got to really stay disciplined with what you do and execute on both sides of the ball and special teams.
We're going to dive deeper into this game and this 2022 Chiefs season with my guy, Ron the Show Hughley. He's going to join me later on the Morning Grind, but we got the shade on the way.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chiefs.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Sunny skies on your red Friday. Right now, you are clear at 64 in Raytown. Candy Burris' cousin was shot at the reality star's Blaze Steak and Seafood restaurant in Atlanta. According to TMZ, Candy's cousin and the employee got into an argument. Hours later, Chef Melvin Jones was shot in the arm. This isn't the first altercation of this nature to occur at one of Burris' establishments. Back in 2020, at her Old Lady Gang Southern Cuisine restaurant in East Point, a man walked in and shot at another man, injuring three people in the process. The intended victim and two bystanders were reportedly sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Yikes. Bernard Shaw, who was CNN's first chief anchor and remained in the post for two decades, died Wednesday of pneumonia. He was 82. Shaw, who was a pioneering black broadcast journalist, was a former U.S. Marine who worked as a reporter at CBS and ABC News before becoming CNN's chief anchor when the cable network began in 1980. And remember earlier this week when I told you about The Weeknd losing his voice on stage and having to cancel his Los Angeles concert?
I want to personally come out and apologize to you guys. I don't know what just happened when I screamed, but I just lost my voice. This is killing me and I don't want to stop the show. But I can't give you the concert that I want to give you.
Well, good news, The Weeknd has been cleared by his doctor to continue singing. He's currently resting his voice, says according to his physician, he'll be solid by the time he plays his hometown of Toronto on September 22nd. He posted an update online and assured fans that the LA date is being rescheduled and an announcement will be made soon.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's Red Friday on the Morning Grind, and I had to go get my partner, originally from the town, but he's in Houston right now doing his thing at 610 Sports down there. Ron, the show, Hughley, y'all know what it is. How you doing this morning, my brother?
I'm good, baby. Don't leave it out now. Hey, I cover the Chiefs. I do Arrowhead Pride Podcast, showing BK on the Chiefs every single week. So I'm in the nitty-gritty. We ready to get at this. We going to do this every week?
Every Friday. I need you, Ron. Come on. We got to talk about these Chiefs and the unpredictability of this season.
I'm going to jump right in. This is going to be fun. If I know you well, this is going to be fun every week because you are, I mean, you're such a homer. I mean, you're the guy who cries at playoff games. If you knew the Chiefs are going to win. Let me forget that. This is the first time since Andy has had Mahomes that we don't really know what they're going to do.
Right.
The loss of Tyreek Hill, which I know you were probably emotional about. The loss of Tyreek Hill, you kind of knew what their identity was. You know, teams and defense, they got to respect him. He scares the hell out of you. You got to respect him. He opens up things for Kelsey. Kelsey was like Kobe. Like Shaq back in the day, he always got double teamed. And Kobe was the best one-on-one player in basketball. And he was allowed to go one-on-one all the time. Mm-hmm. Travis Kelsey is one of the biggest matchup nightmares in football. But because of Tyreek Hill, he was able to go one-on-one by himself. Often. That is kind of gone, and you don't know exactly what the Chiefs are going to do. I have full confidence in Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy and company that they're going to put together an offense that is extremely productive, because he even did it in Philly when he's had far less talent than he has right now. But I just don't know how they're going to attack him. And that's the intriguing thing is, for the first time, B, we don't know where it's going to be coming from.
Right.
And I'm excited about it.
On the line with me, I have my dog, Ron the Show Hughley from 610 Sports in Houston and ArrowheadPride.com, talking Chiefs. And, you know, Ron, there is a lot of reason for optimism, but I also have some concerns starting off, you know, with that young secondary. What are some of your concerns, Ron?
It's the defensive line. And I'm going right where you are. And, you know, right now, Frank Clark, he's sick again. And that's the thing that I think is alarming, is Brett Veach and Andy Reid, they've done a great job putting together a championship team, but they put themselves in a position where they didn't add more to the pass rush like they needed to. And they put themselves in a position that they are going to have to depend on Frank Clark. Now, I know Frank Clark said he's given up red meat and he stopped drinking Bud Ices or whatever liquor that he drank. I don't know why. Frank just strikes me as a guy that just drinks a lot of Bud Ice. But now, you
what?
Know, he's sick again. And you don't know if he's going to play. And then you're lucky that you drafted the young kid, George Karlaftis, to emerge a bit. But that is the biggest point. Chris Jones, by himself, we saw it last year, cannot be your pass rush alone. It's not consistent enough. They got to have other guys step up. And right now, you're just crossing your fingers and hoping guys like Frank Clark can be healthy enough to play. And Carlos Dunlap can come back and, hell, he ain't hurt. And that you get some from your young guys. So that is the biggest, without a shadow of a doubt, question mark, is that pass rush.
Ron, I like to call a can't get right of the game. Y'all know can't get right from life. Pass can't get rights is, let's see, William Barty from the early 2000s, Philip Gaines of more recent memory, or Demetrius Harris. I don't know, man. I'm thinking that, let me go with Juan Thornhill. That's going to be my can't get right for this game. Who was yours?
Oh, stop. Juan Thornhill, man. Juan Thornhill about to have a season. He about to ball out.
He better.
I ain't with that at all. I don't agree with that at all. Juan's going to have a Pro Bowl level season, I believe. To me, the can't get right guy is a guy that I got the towel in my hand. I ain't going to throw it in yet, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Oh, Lord.
I got the towel in my hand right now. Listen, I when they drafted him, I said, oh, my God, this is an embarrassment. Rich, like this dude is perfect for this team. It's a missing piece, a running back that can do a lot of things. He runs hard, and he can catch and help you out of the backfield. Well, he's not really showing any of that. And they've got people back there that can replace him. They kept Ronald Jones, who I thought was a dead man walking on this team. They kept him. They got Pacello. Like, this is it for him. He is the one. Like, is he going to get hurt? Is he going to run? Is he going to be productive enough? He is it for me. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean, this is it. This is it for him. So he's my can't get right player.
Man, looking forward to having you every single Red Friday on the show. Ron the Show Hughley, check him out on Arrowhead Pride. That BK and show is a must listen for me every Friday night, man. Make sure you do the same. ArrowheadPride.com. Thank you, Ron. We appreciate your time, fam. I'll holla at you next week.
All right. Always.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I've been used to be motivated every year. In this league, everybody starts at zero. Everybody's 0-0. Everybody has a chance to go out there and win the Super Bowl. And if you don't have that motivation every single year to get to those, to win the AFC West, to win the AFC, and then to win the Super Bowl, then you're in the wrong profession. And I think we have the guys in here that are excited about it. Excited about the chance to go out there and win every single week. But it all starts off this week one against a great football team in the Arizona Cardinals. So we're excited to get out there and kind of show what we've been putting together and show who we are.
It goes down 3:25 on CBS. I cannot wait for this game to start. And in anticipation of this game, you know, I had to go back in the vault real quick. I know Shay ain't here no more, but it's all good. We still got these Chiefs songs rocking out. Me and Play got one in. Let's go.
103 Remix, come on. KC, how we do that there? Grandview, KCK, how we do that there? Raytown, OP, how we do that there? Lee Summit, Olathe, how we do that there? Independence, Blue Springs, how we do that there? Chiefs, Kingdom, East, Shining, hey, we don't care.
Do that, almost blew that. At the crib, screaming, Patrick, why you do that? My God, my nerves, I need some verve in the first. Praying for the Chiefs like I'm deep up in the church. Y'all weak and sweet, you a fan part-time. We down with the town even when we don't shine. They yell it out, huh? Kingdom what? Gate strut? Give a f- like what? The cherry sneed. Second half, now we coming back hardcore. Slamming niggas on the field like a corridor. We can do these plays all day.
All
running
day.
Routes to outs, got you tender like Wale.
Ouch.
Even our D-line getting picks. January 6th, it's a wretched click, real thugs.
I ride for my people, we all lethal.
You know how we coming, man. To the lead that they haven't never looked back.
Nope.
Quick attack with the zap,
it's the go pack.
See us coming, now they ducking. you trying to look down. Talking with your fingers, but you hella shook now. Now they holler, how we do that then? Damn bad that they have, man.
Man, we don't care, hey.
Gotta holler, how you do that then? All these damn turnovers,
nah, now we don't care, hey.
I hear they holler,
how you do that then?
Chris Jones at home,
man, we don't care, hey.
Now they holler, how you do that then?
She's kingdom in the building, man, we don't care, hey.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's that time to say happy birthday to our nitpicky, observant, and reliable Virgos. Happy birthday! I love you!
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Adam Sandler turns 55 today. Actor Hugh Grant turns 61. Former NBA player J.R. Smith turns 36. Casey's own Eric Stone Street turns 50. Afro Jack turns 34. And Young Berg, a.k.a. Hitmaker, turns 36. Let's go to KC and wish some of our folks in the town some happy birthdays. Jimmy Garcia, Danielle Romine, and Delisha Jackson Holland, happy birthday. Will Dancer, Shanika Fuller, and Tonica London, happy birthday. Amy Lynn, Stacy Tejada, Charlie Charles, happy birthday to y'all. Zane Knapp, Marcella Shelton, Rully Rollo, and Tierra Logan, happy birthday to all y'all and everybody else born on September 9th. Celebrate Virgos, it's your day.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Niecy.
Niecy, you sound like you're ready to make some plays for the Chiefs this Sunday.
Something like that.
All right, let's make a play with That's My Jam.
Anybody scared of a bigger drinking? Cause I put that heat to his heel bigger. Have on that drink.
I'm outside of the club and you think I'm a punk. So I go to my lovey that's off in the trunk.
Tell them what we tell them, Cardinals.
I told that mother, I ain't never scared.
What?
I ain't never scared.
What?
I ain't never scared.
Hey, you got it right. Your name is in the contest for a chance. Get $1,000 in free fall cash and $500 in gas on the 30th, all right?
All right.
Tell Kansas City what morning show is waking you up.
The Morning Grind. Hot 103 Jam.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in free fall cash, $500 in gas.
See me chasing dollars, dollars, bills. Chasing dollar bills.
Dropping a stack.
Yay!
Hot 103 Gems.
I need that money.
How about those trees?
Hot 103 Gems.